Chapter 16. When you're a tree, a phrase like, cut it down, is bound to get your attention. Francesca had hinted at such things before, but always in jest. After a long October afternoon, raking my newly shed leaves into crisp hills, or after a particularly messy wishing day, or after stepping on my acorns in bare feet, I felt bad about the walkways. It's an occupational hazard. To stay alive, I need a vast network of roots, and roots can be surprisingly strong. Did you hear that? Bongo asked, watching Francesca enter her house. She sounded serious this time.
I heard it all before, I said.
Unfortunately, the newbies heard her too, Bongo said. Bongo calls every fresh crop of babies newbies. She pretends to be annoyed by their antics, but I know better.
Listen, Bongo urged.
Sure enough, I could hear the baby skunks wailing from their hidden nest under the porch.
But we love Red Mama, one of them cried.
Hush, their mother, Fresh Baked Bread, scolded.
It's the middle of the day. You're supposed to be asleep.
You're crepuscular. Crepuscular creatures like fireflies, bats, and deer are especially active at dusk and dawn.
Will Red be all right, Mama? Another baby, whose voice I recognized as Rose Petal, asked.
All skunks name themselves after pleasant scents. I'm not sure if this is because they're a bit defensive about their reputation, or if they just have a sly sense of humor.
Of course, said her mother. Red is indestructible.
Bongo looked at me.
See what I mean?
Oh dear, I said. By tonight, they'll all have heard.
The opossums, the raccoons, the owls. Little Harold will be beside himself.
Harold was the smallest barn owl nestling, and a great warrior.
A worrier.
Barn owls give themselves sensible, no-fuss names.
I'll talk to everyone, Bongo said.
Calm them down. Tell them not to worry.
I'm sure things will be fine, I said. I've seen a lot in my years. The things I've fretted about that have never come to pass. I could write a book.
I paused.
In fact, I could be a book.
I paused again.
Because, you know, paper is made of trees.
Bongo gave a screechy crow laugh. She didn't even scold me for my lame joke.
That's when I started to worry.